Of course, she will need more specialized treatment outside the country. And joining me this morning is again Chola Deng. Good morning. Yes, thank you so much for making out time to speak to us this morning. Have you been able to be in touch with this girl?
With her personally, but we're actually waiting for her to arrive sometime today.
Okay, so the preparations are underway for her to come to Juba.
Yes.
And this is thanks to you. The entire group.
Yes, actually, there are a group of women in this loose network called South Sudanese Women Against Violence and Abuse. Mm. So they stand united. And in the group, we have women from the Chamber of Commerce, from Women Bloc, from the business sector, AAA, they joined us. Mm. And then we have a group of women who are from the media, doctors, and the list is growing, actually.
Right. So tell us a little bit more about this fundraiser.
So actually, we had our first meeting the day before yesterday. Many women were very shocked and appalled about what happened. They were so horrified and traumatized, but they took it up to meet up. And discuss how to solve the situation. Mm. So actually, some of the women have been in touch with the people at the state, and they've provided money for tickets. Mm. Four of the family members will be coming, and hopefully one of the uncles who opened the case will be coming also.
Mm. Right. So is there like a target amount that you're looking for?
Right now, we don't have a target amount. We've started by fundraising within the group. We have at least maybe under $1,000 that's prepared, and some people have offered their houses as safe houses. Mm. They've offered money, they've offered their time and their efforts, and also they're planning to have a GoFundMe. Mm. And an online petition.
Right. And of course, looking at the pictures, very graphic, and it's very traumatic, if you ask me. Chances are slim that she may even regain her sight, and having her in Juba may not be helpful. Are there plans to evacuate her?
Definitely. The plans are to evacuate her as soon as possible. The team has already been in touch with people in Khartoum, doctors in Khartoum. There's already been offers of a place to stay and maybe feeding and medical care. Mm. So all of the money that we collect is supposed to go to her immediate care for her operation, for her care. And then in the long run, we want to take action to use this money to care for her for life, because her life is imperably damaged right now.
Right. So how can people willing to contribute reach out?
Yes, we have. We're going to have a Facebook page open by today. Mm. We'll have a GoFundMe where you can pledge your resources, and then we'll leave our numbers available to you.
Right. So do you have a name already for the Facebook page?
Yes, we haven't made it yet, but it should be done by today. Mm. And it's the same name as our loose network called South Sudanese Women United Against Violence and abuse.
Okay. And what is your number?
So my number is 09255.
You'll have to go slow on that. 09255.
Yeah. 89646. So this is my WhatsApp, and I'm actually the contact person because I'm a communications consultant and a journalist.
Right. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Right, and as you heard there, that is a fundraiser drive to help this young girl whose eyes have been gouged out. If you have seen the pictures, you know that it is really graphic, and she needs immediate attention. Well, she's expected to come to Juba anytime soon for further treatment, of course. Also, preparations are underway to evacuate her to Khartoum. As you've heard, people are coming out to offer places to stay. People are coming out to offer money. If you are in position to help, please reach out. The number to call is 09255-89646. And I'll repeat, 09255-89646. Stay tuned. Good morning. This is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. My name is Irene Lasso, and I'll be right back.